Polak, Trump, the Dictator, Deferred to the Court in the Black Community. By Joel B. Polak on June 17, 2020. When Democrats tried to remove President Donald Trump from office earlier this year, they warned America that he believed he had absolute power. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, claimed Trump believed he could do whatever I want. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, told the Senate that Trump would become a dictator. But this week shows just how false those accusations were, and how false they remain. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Bostick v. Clayton County that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act prevented discrimination on the basis of sexuality or gender identity. The court's opinion was written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was Trump's first nominee to the court. Many conservatives were upset. But Trump said, "They've ruled. I've read the decision and some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about." Contrast that to President Barack Obama, who publicly scolded the justices during his 2010 State of the Union address when he did not like their ruling in Citizens United. The justices were forbidden by the rules of decorum from replying. Then, on Tuesday, President Trump issued an executive order on police reform, heeding the calls for action from Black Lives Matter protests nationwide. He even convinced law enforcement leaders to join him at the signing ceremony. Before that, Trump met privately with the families of victims of police brutality and alleged racial hate crimes. Wanda Cooper Jones, the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed in Georgia in February, said, "Trump was very compassionate. He showed major concern for all families. Not just one family, but for all families. I can say that President Trump was very receiving. He listened and he addressed each and every family accordingly." Nothing has changed about Trump, in terms of his policies, priorities, and style. He continues to tweet about law and order, in all caps on Twitter, and he is pressing ahead with his rally this weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He is the same president who came down the escalator 5 years ago this week, and who warned the country in 2017 that what began with Confederate statues would soon happen to statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, as it has. He is the same president who, for all his combative bluster, has obeyed the Constitution and restored the separation of powers, in contrast to Obama, who violated it and was given a free pass by the media. He showed the same empathy to victims of police brutality that he has shown to victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. Trump is governing exactly as Americans would like him to govern. That is what Democrats and the mainstream media will never admit. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.